To start, press any key. Where's the any key? I see Esk, Katarl, and Pigga. There doesn't seem to be any key! Oof. All this computer hacking is making me thirsty. I think I'll order a tab. Oh, no time for that now. The computer's starting.
To speak up, I'm wearing a towel.
I wash my hand from the possessed blood. I bleed on my armpit, perfume much you hear. Then I polish my long fresh soul. Then I say,
G'day, I'm Ick, and welcome to episode 107 of Ick FM Metal Monday. Ick FM Metal Monday starts now, and we're going to have a episode of what has been described as death metal. Let's see how accurate that is. Now, during the last week on Facebook, I've been seeing various people posting about IKEA or death. Of course, many people know, and some people shop at the IKEA furniture store. And of course, if you're listening to this show, you know what death metal or black metal is. And I was hoping to play this with a couple of people, but nobody was available. So I just ended up recording a 2.5 hour talk podcast instead. But anywho, so I'm going to play by myself, and I'm going to play IKEA or death. So we have to select if the name of the thing is either an IKEA product or the name of a death metal band. And of course, this is partly satirical. I'll leave a link on the show notes just in case you want to try this yourself. So let's hit start. Okay, first band, or the first one is Absu, A-B-S-U. Is it IKEA furniture or a death metal band? Let's go death metal band. Alrighty, Absu is an extreme metal band from Texas that plays mythological occult metal. So I'm one for one, let's go. Kraft, IKEA furniture or a death metal band? I'm going to go death metal band. Yeah. Kraft are a Swedish black metal band whose lyrics focus on destruction, hatred, nihilism, chaos and death. So if you guessed end table, you were totally wrong. 2 for 2. Vitsjo. V-I-T-T-S-J-O with the double dot above the O. I'm going to say that's IKEA. Yes. Vitsjo is the name of an IKEA shelving system. 3 for 3. Akakoki. A-K-E-R-C-O-C-K-E. Death metal band. Akakoki is an English progressive black and death metal band known for their satanic and sexual lyrics. 4 from 4. Clubbo, is that IKEA furniture or death metal band? IKEA. Yes, 5 from 5. I'm on fire here. A Clubbo, K-L-U-B-B-O, is a set of stain-resistant, easy-to-clean tables. 5 from 5. Bastig, B-A-S-T-I-G, is a death metal band. Oh, no, wrong. A bastig is a kitchen drawer handle that is nickel-plated. Okay, 5 from 6. Boholmian. B-O-H-O-L-M-E-N. I reckon that's IKEA. Yes. A Boholmian is a stainless steel kitchen sink complete with a strainer. Eniherjer. E-I-N-H-E-R-J-E-R is a death metal band. Yes, they are a Viking metal band named for the warriors that sit at Odin's table in Valhalla. So I've only got one wrong so far. Gruntil. G-R-U-N-D-T-A-L is Elkia. Yeah, I'm on fire. Never heard of any of these bands, but it's all good. Gruntil is a kitchen organizer perfect for paper towels. Too bad they don't have somebody other than me reading the titles. Drudker. D-R-U-D-K-H is a death metal band. They are an extremely secretive Ukrainian band that mixes elements of folk and black metal. Ro from Dark Compass has probably played those guys. Datid. D-A-T-I-D. Okay, yeah. There we go. Datid is an oven with a 5-year warranty. Still only one wrong. Nort. N-O-R-T-T. Okay, yeah. No! Wrong. Second one wrong. Nort is a one-man band who plays pure depressive black funeral doom metal. I'm liking this game. And I have to go through everything to see how far I get. Sam Spelt. S-A-M-S-P-E-L-T. Def. No. A Sam Spet is a deer-shaped room decoration. That's 3 wrong. Sogaby. S-K-O-G-A-B-Y is IKEA. A Sogaby is an oh-so-comfy three-seat sofa. Watian. W-A-T-A-I-N, IKEA. No, they are a Swedish black metal band that Ro has also probably played on the Dark Compass show that frequently performs while covered in blood. Lack, IKEA furniture or death metal band, IKEA. Lack is the name of an IKEA side table that isn't lacking in style. Sargeist. S-A-R-G-E-I-S-T. This is part spelling bee, part IKEA and deaf. I'll go deaf. They are a Finnish black metal band whose name combines the German words for coffin and ghost. Adie. A-double-D-E, deaf. Wrong. Oh, no. Adie is a stackable dining room chair, ideal for surprise guests. The penultimate question, Tacky. T-double-A-K-E, IKEA. No, they are a Norwegian black metal band whose name means fog. And the last question, Von, V-O-N, death metal. This influential American black metal band's name means nothing but images of darkness and blood. So I scored 14 out of 20. I am Kvalt, whatever that means, K-V-L-T. You know that, what's that word? F-U-R-K-A-N-T-I-G Fjuderig, I think, means square in Swedish, to describe the candles that you have on your altar. And above it, the raddest picture of enormous ever. Seriously, you scare children and their parents alike all with wowing them with your design sense. Please check out our agency site, we'd be honoured. And say 14 out of 20, not bad, but let's get on with some music. From Poland, we are about to hear Last Wish. Are we? No, we're going to hear Desolator. Last Wish must be the name of the album. We're going to hear Desolator, formed in 1989, and this is Born of Sin. I'm Erk, this is IKEA or Def, Erk FM Metal Monday, erkfmmetalmonday.com.
Rivalry of deadly concise. To a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Death Inn. You're listening to...
What FM?
FM. And if you want to check out the world of Dark Soul, go to www.darksoul.com. It's with a 3, not an E, because if you go to an E, you're a dickhead. And check us out. We got music, we got film clips, we got it all. It's fun for the whole family.
Metal, and while you're there, pick up the Temperance page on Facebook and come to a show.
We love you a long time. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I teach you my voice. And they follow me.
You're listening to IRC FM Metal Mondays. We are the Black and Beneath. You can find us on Facebook. You can also go and check this motherfucker out at channelirc.com. Do it.
hope you enjoyed the last hour solid of death metal. If you're still listening, Studio B, let me know, because I know you don't like the growly, growly stuff. And Shauno and Ro and anybody else who wants to play IKEA or Def, let me know how you go. You know how to get in contact. On this episode so far, we have heard from Desolator as Empires Decay, Wings in Motion, Claymore, Hemiatisis, Phantasma, and Ceremony of Opposites. I'm going to play one more song from Ceremony of Opposites. Let me tell you about the bands that were featured so far. They've been from various places around the world. And indeed, the last band that we just heard from, and the band we're going to finish up with, are called Ceremony of Opposites. They are from the Netherlands, formed in 2005. They describe themselves as being death metal combined with influences of AA thrash, Viking and black metal. You can hear the influences such as Cannibal Corpse, Vader, Arch Enemy and more. And of course, if you want more information, you can go to the show notes at KFMMetalMonday.com. Episode 107. Before that, I should tell you that we heard... The song we just heard was called Severe Carnage, and before that, The Fool's Velocity. Ferocity, even. Thinking about my flying again. Prior to that, we heard from Phantasma with Inquisition, Gospel, and Memories. They are from Slovakia. Formed in 1992. So they've been around for quite some time. They say that they sound like blackened death metal from Slovakia. Prior to that, we heard from Hemiatisis, I think. They are from Arizona in the US, formed in 2007. They describe themselves as perfecting a unique and pure metal sound, distilling old school thrash, modern death, and other global influences. And the songs that we heard there were As and the World Dies, Shadow of Death, and Who Needs a Shepherd. We also heard from Claymore, who are from Bulgaria, with their song Master of Wishes. They were formed in the summer of 1999, being formed by members of various other bands, notably Vomitory and Viper. They've had some lineup changes, as you can expect. Releasing their first demos in 1999 and various EPs and albums apart from that. They say that their influences include classical music and extreme metal. And prior to that, we heard Wings in Motion with their song Life Trap. They are a melodic death metal band. Who would have thought that was possible, Ro? A melodic death metal band, there you go. From Greece, formed in September of 2008. Their style combines heavy, aggressive and even thrashy riffing with melodic elements that give their sound a whole new dimension. Prior to that, we heard As Empires Decay. They are from Michigan in the US. And we heard Taste of Blood, Fault Line and Reach Below. They create a unique sound by mixing elements of every genre that influences each member. And so some of their influences include Slipknot, All That Remains and Lamb of God, and other bands such as Trivium, Protest the Hero, Avenged Sevenfold, Devil Driver, All That Remains and Killswitch Engage. And so they've shared the stage with various bands after being formed in 2009. And our opening band, Desolator, they are from Poland, so we've certainly been around various parts of the episode of the world on this episode. Formed back in 1989. They say that they sound like Napalm Death, Bolt Thrower, Entombed, Vader, Behemoth, Cannibal Corpse, Decided, and Morbid Angel. And that is that. If you want more information, you can go to the show notes, erkfmmetalmonday.com. hear some more tracks, maybe buy some merch, and they may even be touring somewhere near you. Anywho, we have one track to come from Ceremony of Opposites called Frantic Convulsion. I'm Merc. Hope you go okay on the IKEA or Deaf thing. It's a little bit of fun. There's a link in the show notes. Also, check out Ro from Dark Compass and Kimmy from the Metal Deli. Kimmy's been in the wars lately. She fractured her kneecap. Good job, Kimmy. She doesn't do things by halves, our Kimmy. But hopefully the metal is making her feel better. I'm feeling awesome, although I need to go to bed. That's all good. It's all good. A proposed game of IKEA or Deaf that was only going to take 5 minutes turned into basically a 4-hour conversation. But it's all good. That's the interweb. Anywho, I'm Merc. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you next week. We are going to finish up now with Frantic Convulsion being the song by Ceremony of Opposites from Netherlands. Hope you've enjoyed the Deaf as much as that sounds strange. Don't hate me because I'm metal. No ice cream. And good night into it.